How to engage with great potential network building partners on LinkedIn. Let's first think about the people who have already connected with you on LinkedIn. In many cases, you will not know many of these first-level connections very well. So, a great place to start is to create a filtered list of your connections on LinkedIn that you'd like to have a discovery Zoom with. One great benefit of sending messages to those already connected with you on LinkedIn is that LinkedIn does not limit you to a message of only 300 characters length, as it does when sending a message accompanying your invitations to connect. So, let's start by reaching out to potential great quality network building partners who have already connected with you on LinkedIn. You may already have many connections on LinkedIn that you have not yet had a chance to build a relationship with. Some of these may have profiles that suggest they are keen to build relationship-based networks. The quickest way to identify a list that you can further examine would be to do a Boolean search of your first-level connections. The how-tos of Boolean searches is discussed in subsequent workshops. What would your message say? Fortunately, you are already connected with these candidates, so LinkedIn does not limit you to just the 300 characters they allow you for a first-time connection request. Nevertheless, it doesn't have to be a long message. It could be something as simple as, "Hi, Mary. We've been connected for a while on LinkedIn, and I recently reread your profile and love your attitude about XYZ. So much so, in fact, I thought it would be great for us to have a quick Zoom call for us to get to know each other better. Especially as I have some contacts that I think could be of benefit to you. How about we meet face to face on Zoom?" To save juggling diaries, use the following link to book uncommitted time in my calendar that works for you. I look forward to getting to know you beyond a mere LinkedIn connection and seeing how I may be able to best help. Cheers. Fred. Note, the link you mention in your message refers to a link to your Calendly or similar booking system. Having a tool like Calendly can save you so much time and stress. It's not essential, but it makes it easy to align calendars. How do you feel about reaching out like this? The main point here is that you are potentially doing them a favor. You are not looking for anything from them immediately. You are looking to build trusted relationships with like-minded others who may, in due course, join you as a partner in building their network. You have the connections, and if all goes well, ultimately, you can introduce them to many other relevant, high-quality contacts that could be very valuable to them. You are just out to have a quick chat with them on Zoom and see if it is worth proceeding further. Are you nervous about how your Zoom call with them will go? There is no need to be nervous for the following reasons. You do not have to sell or even mention the CC if you feel they are not people you'd like to get to know better or are not on the same page. It's effortless to end the conversation after a pleasant discussion without going any further. Always remember that you are potentially doing them a huge favor because you have the connections. We have so many great workshops and resources on getting better with these calls, you'll soon feel more confident. Your connector is usually very willing to role play and will talk you through potential conversations or go through some post-mortems. There are plenty more fish in the ocean, you are only looking for a few great partners. If you are generally not confident with strangers, here is an excellent opportunity to learn how to connect with those you don't yet know. Make a start and refine it as you go. Don't procrastinate, just give it a go. You have a list of people that have connected with you, look for some good ones and send them a message, you may be amazed at what comes from it.